There aren't, you've seen all the notices there, there's only one additional one. Will handed me this morning. Somebody asked him for it, it's a large print copy. If it was you, I'll put it on the table at the front. Would you like to pick it up before you leave? Thank you. And the other thing to remember is there are offering boxes at the back and at the front of church if anybody wants to put anything in. Thank you very much. So as we settle down, I just want to share something. And Rachel's not here this morning, but it kind of goes alongside her Squishmallow experience a few weeks ago. I want to introduce you to somebody. Can you put the photo up, Doug, please? This is Lola. Now, for those of you who don't know, I'm a teacher and I teach some of the youngest children in our school. And one of the things that we're really keen on is to try and encourage the children to be really good at listening. Because if you can't do that, really, you can't do anything. So every day we have a little bit of a patter about how you show that you're being a good listener. When I was doing my planning last week, I don't often have deep spiritual thoughts, and particularly not around cuddly toys, but it did occur to me that the way we do this in school is very much about how we could try and be a good listener to God. So what we say at school, and the children can kind of recite it off with us, is we try and be quiet, we try and sit still. I'm not going to ask you all to sit and cross your legs and keep your hands off your friend, but that's the kind of idea. And on an aside, I was saying to my sister yesterday, I'm the only person in our school who has ever actually uttered the words to children, please don't lick your friend. That's got nothing to do with this anyway. The third thing is that we ask the children to try and do is look at the person who's talking. And really, that's how we should be trying to listen to God. So as we start our service, let's try and be quiet and still and look to the one who's got something for us to hear. So some words of welcome. Come everyone who wants to. Come if you can recite the Lord's Prayer. Come if you can't remember the words to Jesus loves me. Come if you've been in church since you were born. And come if you haven't been here until today. Come if you've lost your way a few times, but you've made your way here today. Come if you like ritual and tradition. Come if you like modern music and drums. Come if you like to finger paint. Come if you like balloons and laughter and jumping in puddles. Come if you like all of these things and find the wonder of heaven in them all. Come as you are, old and young, just as you are. One family, right now, each of you, and have a seat right here. And I've got a short Bible reading that I hope sort of adds to that. It's Romans 12, verses 4 and 5. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all of the others. We just pray. Dear God, we just thank you that we can have this opportunity each week to come and worship and share time together. And we just ask that you do have something new and fresh that we can all learn. Be with us all as we start our service. Amen. Amen.
Morning, everyone. God's not dead.
Hallelujah.
He is alive. I feel him in my hands, I feel him in my feet, I feel him in my heart, boom, boom. I feel him in my soul, whee! Let me hear all those whees this morning. Feel him all over me. Let's stand and worship.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord our God. We were singing and celebrating last weekend that Jesus had risen from the dead, and we're just going to carry on with that theme today, that we praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord our God. Thank you, Doug. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, we serve.
singing this for the last few weeks. It's such a precious song for this time. So I don't make any excuse. Let's just sing these few words again.
Breaking of Bread service this morning, and this is a service for everyone who loves Jesus. If you know me well, I'm a big fan of Googling things, film characters and true events and things, so I was having a little look to find something that would be appropriate for every age today. So these are not my words at all. I have Googled them and cut and pasted them, but I thought they were appropriate for a service like this. I want to take you back in time to the night of the Last Supper and imagine that we're a fly on the wall watching and listening to what's being said. One night, Jesus and the disciples were sitting in a room and the meal table was spread before them. There was lamb and herbs and bread, and soon they'd all had their fill. They were all talking to each other about the days and months that had passed. One of the disciples, Peter, was telling them about how he'd felt when he stepped out of the boat in the middle of the Sea of Galilee and wanted to walk towards Jesus over the surface, and what it felt like when the water reached his knees and then his middle and then his neck. Matthew was talking about the time before he was a disciple, sitting in the sun, counting out the taxpayers' money, enjoying the chink, chink, chink of the coins, when a shadow blocked out his sun and he lost count. He looked up and saw the silhouette of Jesus filling his view, and Jesus asked him to put down the money and follow him. Andrew interrupted Matthew to tell about the time he found a little boy with two fish and five barley loaves, hardly enough for one meal, and presented the boy and his basket to Jesus in front of that huge crowd of 5,000. He could hear the laughter from the front few rows at the thought of feeding them all with a 12-year-old's packed lunch. But he did. And all of the other disciples told their memories of what had happened to them while they were following Jesus, when eventually Jesus himself interrupted all of them and said, "Here's another story." And he lifted the bread lying on the table. He paused as everyone fell silent and listened. And he said, "This bread is the most important reminder that you have of me, more than all these stories. This bread is an image of my body, and I break it to show you that my own body will break. I want you all to break this bread so you all know what's happening to me, and I want you to do it regularly, reminding yourselves of me each time and what I've done for you, dying because I love you all so, so much." All of the disciples were speechless as Jesus passed the broken bread around. They didn't understand in the same way that none of us understand. And while the bread was being passed, Jesus lifted up the goblet and held it there in front of him mid-air for a moment, while again everyone fell silent. "This wine," he said, "is another reminder of me, but it's a symbol of my blood that will be spilled when I die. But do not be afraid, because tucked within this is a promise, a covenant, that I will be with you always wherever you go. I will never let you go. Friends, I love you so, so much, even death cannot separate us." And again, Jesus passed the wine round them all. They all took a sip, and still none of them understood, just as none of us could with honesty say that we understand. And today, we share the very same meal that Jesus did with his friends, the bread and the wine, that remind us of our stories with Jesus and what he did for us because he loves us so much. "This bread is my body," says Jesus. Eat of it, all of you. "This wine is my blood, and within it is a promise. Drink it, all of you." I'm going to ask the guys at the back to play a song in a minute. I was going to ask them to play it while we shared the communion. But when I listened to the words, I actually thought I wanted people to concentrate on the words that were being sung. At the end of it, I want you to, as we said at the beginning, come up to the front and take communion in your own time. Thanks. Remembrance of me. to make to all our little helpers who've got back with the cups. See who's got the most this week. Thank you. I'm going to ask Jenny and the team to come back up for a final song. But if anything that you've heard today is something new and that you want to talk to somebody about it and find out some more information, or if you want prayer for a very specific situation, there will be people over to my left by the cross who would be delighted to talk to you or pray with you at the end of the service. Just before this, we start our song, can we just pray as we close? Dear Father, we thank you for everything that you've helped us to hear today, and we just ask that even the smallest nugget of information will be something that will sustain us and keep us going in the week ahead. We just pray for every family represented here this morning. We pray for the children, particularly as they go back to school tomorrow or Tuesday. We just ask that you will protect them. Be with us all now.
Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, so fear is gone. Because we know he holds a future. And life is worth the living just because he lives. Let's sing together. Let's find.
And then one day I'll cross the river, I'll fight my spinal war with pain, and then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory, and I'll know he reigns.
Amen. Let's sing it. And then one day.